on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Yes, it is time to find all the winners at Mornington today. We spoke to Mick Suey just after 10 o'clock, and the good news is that the track, they were expecting the rain, so it is just in that soft five range, and every horse should get its chance today. The rail is out 3 metres, and Warren Huntley is the man to find us all of the winners. How are you, Oz?
Oh, very well, thanks, Michael.
What do you make of the meeting today?
I thought some short price favourites that are, I suppose, they're hard to find holes in their form, but I think they're probably a touch short in the market. There's a couple of races where I'm keen on some value, and one or two races where I think at a backable price I'm keen to play. So I suppose overall I'd say I quite like the meeting at this stage. That's generally how you feel at this stage of the day. But that Mornington track has been playing really well in recent times. I've covered a number of meetings there. And for what can be a quirky track, or I thought had been a quirky track over the years, I think Mick Suey and the team have got the track playing really fairly. I think talent and tempo are clearly been the main factors at Mornington in recent times.
And local knowledge is very, very important at Mornington. The trainers that train there do a very good job. And the man who's going to be one of the most important trainers of the day today is Matty Laurie, because he's got a number of favourites who have been well supported. And he joins me this morning. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
Good to catch up with you this morning. We kick off your day with Bay 13, who goes around in the first race. This is a filly, a daughter of Deep Field. We haven't seen her since June, but in two starts, she's shown she's got a lot of ability.
Yeah, she's got good speed, and you know, she's trialled up well. So, look, excited to kick her off. Obviously, would have liked to have drawn a bit softer. So we're you know, it could be a bit sticky for her, but hoping her ability can take her through.
Well, she's shown good speed in her only two starts. So, is that the plan to press forward?
Look, I think there's enough speed inside that we just come out a little bit quiet. Hopefully we'll just be that sort of row back, maybe deep with cover, and hopefully she can just sort of run over the top of them. But I just don't want to really press her and then be risk, you know, you know, risk being caught five deep the entire trip. You know, she's just going to run out of steam. So we'll just be a little bit quieter initially, and hopefully she can get over the top.
Race number three, you've got another promising filly. This is Highland Girl, who we haven't seen since May, where she ran really well on debut as well. Has she developed further in the break?
Look, I'd love her to be a bit thicker and a bit stronger. She's just not that style of horse. So, you know, that's a negative, but she can gallop. Yeah, would do like her, and thought she, you know, she ran really well in her first start there at Sale. She was caught on a limb and she, you know, was still closing in late. So she's a filly that we, you know, think she'll be able to get on the board, you know, quick enough.
Well, did she surprise you on debut? She was about 30-1 that day.
No, we've always liked her. Look, we took her to Geelong and the bridle broke at the barriers, so we sort of had a funny start to her career. But look, we do think she's got her fair share of ability. As far as today's race goes, well, I think Peter Moody's horse is looks pretty bomb-proof and is going to get the run of the race. So, you know, it'll be hard to beat, but she'll be winning, you know, soon enough.
Race number five, you've got Tokenist, which goes around, and this is the real shorty of the day. It's $1.55 now after its second on debut at Bendigo. What can you tell us about where it'll be in the run today?
Look, I'll be very much guided by Damien. I think I'd just leave it to him. From the shoot there, look, not as big a concern, the barrier there. She's sort of lands sort of in the first half dozen, you know, that'd be what I'd expect, and doesn't look an overly strong race. If he just brings what he did at Bendigo, you'd think that'd be enough.
Yeah, not a bad race, that one, with the form out of that. So Tokenist, $1.55, might be a little bank builder for the punters out there today. And then do we just roll it into Staunch, who goes around in race number six, who is another really consistent galloper, three starts for three placings, including a win.
Yeah, look, he's okay. Like he's an honest horse. He doesn't have a turn of foot, but he'll just keep building into it. He's probably one of the most lightly raced horses in the field. So, maybe that's why he's been pulled in short. But look, he should get a nice enough run, and it's his home track. That, you know, obviously goes a long way with these horses, and yeah, hopefully you know, he'll be right there at the finish line as well. He's certainly in good nick.
And then we've got the best of the day from Terry Bailey in the last Air Clash as well. Do we end on a happy note, a winning note?
Well, look, I'm hopeful. I mean, his run there at Bendigo was super. It was nice to have him back. He had some throat surgery. He didn't sort of lose the function of his larynx, but he had some sort of flaps that sort of needed to be lasered away. They were really encroaching in on his airway. So that was tidied up, and he sort of resumed in the fashion that we'd seen of him in his first preparation. So, we're hopeful, you know, he can build a nice career.
Gee, got a good team today. If you were going to construct a little multi, who would we be throwing in from the team?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. I mean, they're all good chances. That's the reality of it. But, Faye 13 had drawn in. I think she'd just be winning. Air Clash should get a perfect run from that gate, so he'll get every chance.
All right, Air Clash in the last. We love it. Good luck today, Matty.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
He could have three. He could have four. He could have five winners today, or he may just get the one. It depends how the luck goes. So good push for Bay 13 in the first, despite the barrier. Tokenist $1.55, and then we've got Air Clash, who could be the best of the day at a bit of a price. Let's see what Warren Huntley thinks about the meeting. We kick it off with the first race, which is over 1300. Hang on, sorry, that's Crampin tomorrow. I'm getting a little excited. Let's have a look at today's meeting at Mornington. The first race, which is over 1,000 metres. It kicks off at 1 o'clock, and Bay 13 is the favourite at $2.25, despite that wide gate. It will come in a few because the scratchings are 3, 4, 9, 10 and 16. The second favourite is Density at $3.10, Songman at $6.50. Do you think Bay 13 will be able to slot in and get a decent run behind the speed here, Warren?
Look, I'm hoping so. Drawn just inside Bay 13 is Javelin, who's shown tactical speed and does have the blinkers on, so there might be an opportunity to drag across there. A couple of starts here can be pretty harsh on wider barriers, so she will need some luck early, and Matt Laurie indicating didn't want to be stuck five wide punching the breeze, and I can understand that. But the form through her first preparations held up well. Do you think she's trialled up nicely? So I do think if she lobs into a spot perhaps just behind the speed, getting a drag across and letting the speed go, that might be a spot that a few people are aiming to get. So it'll take a good ride from Ethan Brown. But I'm with Bay 13, 8 ahead of 6 Density. Interesting runner. First run for the Price and Kent Jr. stable, and same connections as French Emperor that they've done a good job with, and who was able to win last start for the team. 12, thoroughly discreet. I think might appreciate coming back slightly in distance from that first up run from 1,100 to 1,000. Could be part of the speed here. And 11, SNF 90. Interesting runner. Hasn't really been tested in trials and jump outs. Jamie Carter ride on day. Boozer, an interesting riding engagement. I'd be looking for any late market moves there. 8, 6, 12, 11.
8, 6, 12 and 11 in the first. Race number two at Mornington. The favourite here is, as I have a look at the market, Nickelback, which I know is Warren's favourite band, at $2.80. The scratchings here are 13 and 15. Second favourite is Breaking Ground at $3. And then we're out to Danaher at $4.60. Who are you with here, Woz?
Gee, one of the more polarising bands in recent times, Nickelback, aren't they? You're either with them or against them. I'm against Nickelback here as the most likely winner, and I'm keen on number 9, Breaking Ground here from the Chris Wallace stable. They've scratched the stable, mate, number 13 Operative, who's drawn a wider gate and probably faced a challenge from that draw. And notification has just come through that I'd like to ride Breaking Ground more forward, and we've only seen Breaking Ground once, and he copped some interference early in the race there. So you'd think from that draw, Brett Preble would be looking for a more forward spot. I thought the run on debut, given that early interference, was terrific. The stablemate who was able to win that race in Lindemann has created a reasonable record since. So I'm trusting the form through that race. And I thought the recent jump out was really encouraging. I'm keen on Breaking Ground at a backable price. I think best of the day, 9. Head of 10, Danaher, whose debut run had merit also, like Breaking Ground. Spelled after that, looks to have trialled up okay. I'm thinking Danaher might be better over a little bit further and will be strong late. But with Jamie Carr aboard from a reasonable draw, it's probably silly not to think that Danaher might mob into a reasonably forward position here and be strong through the line. One Nickelback will appreciate getting back up to 1,200 metres here. Second up, he looks to be a horse who just builds momentum rather than has a burst of acceleration. I think he'll be strong late, and he's in the mix, but I think it's a touch under the odds. And four Songer resumes gelded, has been trialling up okay. I'm keen on 9, ahead of 10, 1 and 4.
Keen on 9, ahead of 10, 1 and 4 in race number 2. And Warren, I've just realised I've committed one of the great sins. I forgot to get David Gately's parlay play. So rest assured, listeners, I will get that and I'll read it out at the end of the Mornington preview. Gee whiz, I think that was my wife texting in saying, where's the parlay as well? Let's get on to race number 3 today at Mornington. The scratchings here take out 5, 7, 13, 14 and 15. The favourite here is Highland Girl at $2.30. Miss Passion, $3.70 and Pretty Tavies at $4.20. It was a pretty good summation from Maddie Laurie. Highland Girl is going to be very hard to beat, but Miss Passion got fitness, good gait and racing style. So which way are you leaning?
There's a few in the mix here. Look, I'm leaning Highland Girl. There's a real overlap with the connections of Esprit Rosser, the mum of Highland Girl. No doubt they bred this girl and she ran well on debut. Gee, I think she's trialled up nicely, just quickened up really well at the end of a recent hit out to get ready to get back to the races. So I'm leaning to number 3, Highland Girl. Head of 9, My Hurricane, whose form ties in with Miss Passion, just ended up in an awkward spot, was strong through the line last start. There's no knocking Miss Passion. She can certainly win. She's going to put herself into a good spot. She's consistent. She'd be at peak fitness now. And Luke Nolan and Peter Moody have really got the old band back together, striking at a really good winning strike rate. I thought 11 Pretty Tavvy has trialled up nicely enough for her debut too, and not sure where she'll get to from that inside draw, but she should get an economical run, and if she's close enough, she looks to finish off quite well in the work that I've seen. 3, 9, 8 and 11.
3, 9, 8 and 11 in the fourth. In the third, I should say. Race number 4 starts at 2:30 this afternoon. It's over 1,200 metres in this race. The scratchings are 6, 7 and 9. The favourite here is Movie Matinee. And it is from the Freedman Yard. Jamie Carr riding on a Thursday afternoon at Mornington. And it is at $3.20. Barra Bull at $3.70. Dame Lisa's at $6.50. Rasputina is at $9. And then you're out to Zippy Zoo. What can you tell us about this debutante that's been $7 opening market now, $3.20?
Yeah, she looks to have jumped out okay to go to the races. I'm surprised she's that short in the market, but this was a race that changed complexion quite a few times this morning. I would have been tipping Nikoni ahead of Lady Di Di, and gee, I thought Coronico from the David Brideake stable has been back to the jump outs between runs and went well. So my top three selections came out as scratching time approach. So a rethink here, and I'm looking for a bit of value because I think it's an even race. And I thought number 15, Dame Chevelle, actually ran well without the best of luck behind Sweetened first up. We're trusting that form was Sweetened well in the market for a much better race at Caulfield on Saturday. And I thought Dame Chevelle ran well on that occasion. She'll probably be in a three-wide train with a bit of cover and need a little bit of luck. But I think at something like double-figure odds, she's worth an each-way play here. Number 15, Dame Chevelle. Head of 2, Bramble, who had a solid hit out in a recent jump out to get back to the races. She looks to have been building a good foundation of fitness and may be capable of holding a spot from that near inside draw. 11, Rasputina gets the blinkers on. I thought was okay through the line on debut. Will be better for that experience. And I put 8, Movie Matinee in. I don't think we've got any real guy that didn't have a flashing light on her leading into the debut, but look to move nicely. Jamie Carter rides a positive. 15 each way, ahead of 2, 11 and 8.
15 each way, ahead of 2, 11 and 8. And Dame Chevelle is at $11, $3.10. So that's a nice each-way play that Warren has found us in race number 4. Race number 5 is the next event, and this is the shorty of the day, over 1,500 metres. It's Tokenist. We just heard from Maddie Laurie. In this race, the scratchings are 4, 1, 4, 12 and 17. Tokenist $1.55 now. Then you're out to Machine Gun Crelly at $6.50 and Lippy at $10. Is it a short but sweet price to take in race number five?
You'd think he'd be very hard to beat. I'm surprised Machine Gun Crelly's not a little bit closer in the market. Player that are going to take a running double with those two and hopefully stay alive, and for the value in the running double, maybe get the split if there's a chink in the armour of Tokenist. But he was good on debut. There was a huge gap back to the third and fourth place getters there, and he was in the market. You'd think he'd be fitter with the benefit of that run. This looks like a suitable progression, getting to 1,500 metres here from that debut run at 1,400 metres, and the fact that that Damien Lane's had the ride on him and he's there to ride him is a positive. So I think he's the one to beat, but if there's to be an upset, I think it's two Machine Gun Crelly, who's returning good order, and the form right through the career's been solid so far, but was just in slightly restricted room late in the home straight last start, and just may have affected his finishing position to some extent. Three Reactivates, fit, consistent, probably rolls forward from that jaw. Just a slight tweak of the headgear with the blinkers off and the visor on, but he's racing consistently and he may well offset that wider draw. It's probably one of the better starts from that shoot start, as Matt Laurie outlined, not as harsh on wider barriers as the 1,000 and the 1,200 metre start. I put 14 call sign Charlie, and he was just outgraded at group level last start, but fitter for a couple of runs back, dropping back to maiden grade suitable. 13-2 if there's to be an upset, ahead of 3 and 14.
13, the two if there's an upset, the two major players in race number 5. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, it'll be Warren Huntley's Quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We are up to the first leg of the quaddie for the Victorian Form Preview. We're racing at Mornington today, and we've got a firm favourite once again from the Matt Laurie stable. The scratchings here are 6 and 8. The favourite here is Staunch at $2.20. Dance Ready, $7. Old Fashioned, $8. Vitani's at $9, and then you're out to $9.50 plus the remainder of the field. Matty Laurie certainly wasn't negative about Staunch. It's very honest, but it wasn't a this horse is a good thing type of conversation. So it's getting him pretty tight in the market now. Warren, are you with the favourite, Staunch?
Look, I'm with him in the numbers, Michael. I've got him as the second selection, and I think Matty summed him up really well. He doesn't really have a burst of acceleration, but he doesn't run poorly. He'll probably, you know, roll and try and find a spot from that draw without getting too far away, because you wouldn't want to have him coming back in the field with that lack of acceleration. But all his runs today have been good. He measured up okay last start, getting out of maiden grade. Not a bad buy, was well supported and didn't quite measure up at sale yesterday. So, you know, maybe there's a slight query on the depth of that form for a horse that's such a short price favourite. I thought Dance Ready had done enough first up. Horse whose second up record's better than his first up record. Number 4, he worked home quite well first up over what I think is probably an unsuitable trip of 1,200 metres behind Extreme Step. He was also just even at sale yesterday, but I think that's a reasonable form reference for this race. In particular, from an inside draw and the rise in distance, I think that Dance Ready can settle into a more forward spot. He's run well second up previously without winning, and I'm with 4 each way here, ahead of 5 Staunch, who looks a great winning chance. Tight enough in the market, but it's hard to deny his winning hope on everything that he's done today. He hasn't run poorly. 6 Breezley, I thought, had excuses, doing some work last start. First up, gets to his home track where he's unbeaten. Second up, where he's got a good record. So it's the other one I think needs to go in the player today, running double. Numbers 4, 5 and 3 for me. Next best, 9, Vitani, who really runs poorly suited this grade. 4, 5, 3 and 9.
4, 5, 3 and 9 for Warren in race number 6, which is the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 7 is over 2,000 metres in this race. The scratchings are number 13. The favourite here is Jilted Lover at $4.60. Turn It Up Tommy at $5. Mr Blackwood, $5.50. Lay-by at $8. It was good to see Turn It Up Tommy running so well at Bendigo last start. He'll certainly be looking forward to the extra distance today. Dennis Pagan, the trainer, joins us. How are you, Dennis?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How you going?
Very well indeed. Are you happy with your boy?
Yeah, we have a problem of all the horses I've got. He's the only one I haven't had too many worries about. So we've got our fingers crossed.
He'd be pretty fit by now, would he? Third up to the 22?
Yeah, he's in real good condition. You know, really pleased the way he's going. Just hope he puts his best foot forward today.
He's been racing on speed last start as well. So from gate two, do you expect him to be in a similar position today?
Ideally, you'd like him to get a little bit of cover. And it all depends how he jumped. He was at Sale, first run back. He got held up and he didn't get a clear go at him. It was a pretty good run. And then last week he was left in front and had to lead and was run down late by, I can't even know how you can pronounce the name of the horse, Gem O'Reilly's horse. So, look, ideally I'd like him to have some cover and relax and be able to finish off.
He's won on the good. He's performed well on the heavy. What's his best surface, do you think?
I haven't really worked it out. He's done okay on all surfaces. It was a heavy 10 last start at Bendigo. What have we got, a 5 today?
Yeah.
I think it'll probably be ideal for him.
Were you having a bet?
I'm a $100 each way man.
So,
you know what? I learned very early in the piece, every time you have a runner, you back your own horse. There was an old North Melbourne director who had a hurdler called Rusta Valley. And he said, you've got to back him. In those days, they used to start the hurdlers off in the William Reid in January, and he won at 100 to 1. So it's a lesson. I'm starting to hemorrhage a bit, but following his lesson, so fingers crossed.
Good on you. Good luck today, Dennis.
Good on you, Michael. All the best.
Dennis Pagan joining us there. All right, 100 each way, man. Every time you have a runner, I like that. Would have started off with a bang, Warren, after the derby.
Yeah, no wonder he was crying when Johnny got angry about the derby. He wasn't training the Group 1 winner. He was thinking about the ticket in his pocket.
Exactly. Will he collect today?
Yeah, I think he's got a great chance. I agree, Turner. Tommy had no luck at all. First up, he's a strong, generally on-pace type galloper. When he broke his maiden, he had one of the tougher runs in the race, and he was just far too strong for that crew at Kyneton. I think he's returned well, and I think he probably should be favourite here. Each way for me, around about the $5.07. Turn it up, Tommy. Lay-by's an interesting runner. The best of lay-by would be competitive here. First preparation for the Rosalini stable. Stepping up to the 2020 here looks positive and was an encouraging run, second run for the stable. Poor Mr. Blackwood, he might even be a better over a little bit further, but he trialled up well coming into this preparation. He did enough first up. He'll be fitter. The extra ground's in his favour. And Gilded Lover had been building to that maiden victory and had a bit on them last start. It was only a modestly run race, but have the burst of acceleration late to be able to win the race, I think, has to go in. But yeah, among the chances for me, rather than a complete standout with that rising grade following that quite comprehensive maiden victory. 7-2-4-3.
7-2-4-3 in the seventh. Race number 8's over the 1,000. In this race, the scratching is number 11. The favourite here is Dance Little Sister at $4.20. Midnight Charm, $4.60. Dollar Chaser out to $6. So this is a reasonably open market, Warren.
Yeah, last two races are very tough. I really had trouble sorting this out. Tried to default to the horses that I thought would get the best runs, and I do think number 4, Midnight Charm, fits that category for Clayton Douglas. Craig Williams aboard from a good draw. Recent jump out was encouraging. He had horses much better than this grade, and I'm thinking that Midnight Charm, in a race with his reasonable speed, might be somewhere there but doesn't necessarily have to lead. 4 ahead of $1 Chaser, who's been an on-pace runner in his runs today. It was a little bit off the speed in a recent jump out. Be interesting to see how that translates to race day, but looks to be coming to hand quite well. 13 Bow Trooper, first run for the Reece Goodwin stable. A lot's been made of Gavin Bedgood and what he's achieving with horses from other stables. I think Reece Goodwin's really carving a good niche, and at this stage, that's where he's acquiring most of his horses. He's doing a terrific job with them. Bow Trooper was consistent for the Urell stable. Looks to get a nice run from that inside draw somewhere near the speed. Has jumped out well for the new stable. And 5, Zacharak will be fitter for that first up run and could have easily missed the winner there. Michael, 4-1-13-5.
4-1-13-5 in the second last. And the last of 9 jumps at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And in this race, the scratchings are 1, 7, 8, 9, and then we go to 13 and 17. And the favourite, the last, is Air Clash. Good push from Terry Bailey, the caller, and Matty Laurie, the trainer. It's at $3.50. Lazuka at $4.20. And then you're out to Separente at $5 from the Waterhouse Bots stable. Who do you come home with?
I'm with Air Clash. I think it's a competitive race, but there looks reasonable speed in the race, and I think that will suit Air Clash, who maps to get a nice run behind that speed, fitter for one run back from a spell, and that was a strong win. The little rising distance suits. Four for me. Had a five, Lazuka, who drops in grade from that run last start behind Pride of Jenny. So a significant drop in grade here, and Pride of Jenny had excuses. Stakes race at Flemington on Saturday still ran well enough to think that's a solid form reference for this. Two, Jolton Joe's an interesting runner. Really solid hit out in a recent jump out to build fitness, you would think, for a first-up run, and a horse that's capable of being competitive in this grade. And 12, the Sisters, with that speed up front, probably settles off speed, will be very strong late. 4, 5, 2 and 12.
4, 5, 2 and 12. And the last, what's the best way to make a dollar today?
Hoping the best is race 2, number 9, Breaking Ground. Michael, at a backable price. Value for me, I settled on race 6, number 4, Dance Ready, on an each-way basis. Quaddie first leg, numbers 4, 5 and 3. Second leg, 7, 2, 4 and 3. Numbers 4, 1, 13 and 5 in the third leg. Bringing it home with numbers 4, 5, 2 and 12. Play of the day, I'm going to take a running double with races 5 and 6, taking numbers 2 and 13 into numbers 3, 4 and 5.
Good on you, Woz. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley selections for today's Mornington meeting will be up on the RSN website, and I did promise the oversight would be corrected. I didn't ask David Gately for his parlay, and as Matt Nevitt